10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, here's your host, Sue Sawacki.
Well, springtime is puppy and pooch time, and yes, we are close to both. Finally, welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and click the Listen Live button right there on our homepage. And if you can't listen to our all of our show today, it will be up on podcast shortly after we air. In fact, we post every show with a podcast blog and, of course, our guest information all at aginginforadio.com. Well, our show today is about pets, of course, and they add so much to our lives and so much to our health.
I'm just a walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along. It's just me and my dog, catching some sun.
Yes, just me and my dog. Well, dogs keep you healthy. They extend your life. They give you unconditional love and laughter, companionship, and so much more. And it is a fact that dog owners walk more, and of course they have lower blood pressure because of that. Well, I have a great guest today. She is a professional dog trainer and expert with so much to teach us. And actually, you know, I was walking my dog, and my dog is Daisy May. I was walking her, and she was about a year old. And, of course, she wasn't very controllable, actually, only listened to the alpha male in the house. And I crossed paths with my guest. So I'd like to introduce Wendy Greenfield. She is a professional dog trainer. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, Wendy.
Thanks, Sue. Good to be here.
Well, I just want you to know that you really impacted my life and Daisy's life. I went through a number of dog trainings with you, with Daisy, mm-hmm. and she is a completely different dog.
She is a great dog, and it's not just that she's a good dog. It's the relationship between you and Daisy has improved dramatically, and that's what dog training is all about.
How long have you been a dog trainer, Wendy?
About 20 years, Sue.
Oh, I bet you're a big advocate. You got a few dogs yourself, huh?
Just five. Just, you know, just a few, ranging from 50 pounds to 110. Ages, the youngest is 3, and the oldest is somewhere between 12 and 13, and everything in between. I got a Great Dane, who's going to be 6 next month. I've got a Boxer Ridgeback mix. He's just turned 10. I've got 2 Dobermans. One will be 6 next month, and one is 3. And then my smallest is my oldest, and she's 50 pounds. She's a Basset Pointer mix, and she's the 12 or 13-year-old.
Well, that definitely keeps you busy now.
Oh, you bet.
Now, there's a lot of to owning a dog, and I think, you know, to really give a dog the best life that you possibly can, you know, you want to have that relationship and bond. So let's start with, you know, choosing a dog. What would you recommend to people when they are considering getting, you know, it is springtime and a great time to get a new puppy or even a senior pooch or a middle-aged pooch? What do you suggest to people?
Well, it really depends on the demographics in the household. If it's a family with young children, I would recommend a small to medium-sized dog. I certainly would not recommend, say, a St. Bernard to a family that has a 4 and 5-year-old, simply because that dog is going to get bigger. And, you know, you want to find a dog that fits the temperament that they're looking for. If it's an older couple who have become empty nesters and sent their kids off to college, you're probably going to want a mid to large dog, someone you can take hiking and camping and do things with in the summertime that you can take on trips and things of that nature. If it's a younger couple who just got married, and I see this all the time, Sue, I see young people coming in and they're eventually going to have children, and they start by getting a puppy. Mm-hmm. They start by getting a dog to develop the responsibility and see how they do with a puppy. And, you know, and that's where I come in. I'm able to help people get started on that. So it really just depends on on what's happening in the household and who's there and who's going to be responsible for the dog.
Well, you know, I had a dog. We had a dog for 14 years, another Maltese, and Sadie, sweet Sadie girl, great dog. I mean, you know, as the years go by, you all kind of gel together. You learn, you know, what works, what doesn't. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the sad day came, and I didn't think I could ever really talk about it with the strength I have because it was such a devastating time to lose your animal. And then 9 months later, we decide that we're going to get a dog. And, you know, here's this high-spirited little puppy, Daisy May. And I'm thinking, what did we do? You forget that the dog is a pup, or what puppy years were like. So for somebody really considering a dog, you could also considering adopting, you know, maybe not getting a puppy, but adopting a middle age or senior dog, because there's a lot of them out there that need homes.
Yeah, I meet a lot of people during my journey, and I get a lot of people who I'll talk to who tell me that they've had tons and tons of dogs. This is their fourth or their fifth dog, and they know how to train their dog. And my response is, well, how long has it been since you've trained a puppy? And in my 20 years of doing this, the differences in training puppies now versus when I started are different. As we continue down the road, we learn more about their behaviors and their temperaments and how to be with a dog. So being with a puppy, there's a whole lot of things that people forget. They forget about how difficult it can be to potty train. They forget about the jumping. They forget about the nipping. So it's
The chewing,
all of that kind of stuff. And I smile and I chuckle and think, you know, you're welcome to do this on your own. But let me help you. Let me be your advisor, your counselor, your trainer, your friend, and let me get you through, especially that first year. And you can still, Sue, you brought up adopting an older dog. You can still adopt a dog that's a year or two or years old. And even though that dog knows how to do your basic obedience, they don't know how to do it with you.
Right.
So, training, you know, and I'll talk about this now, training has very, very little to do with sit and stay and down and all of that, but it has everything to do with the relationship between a pet parent, the kids, and the dog. That's where the training is all about. It's about developing and nurturing that relationship. And through that, you learn the commands, but that's what it's all about.
I just think anybody that's taking on a dog really should consider getting training because of that bond. I mean, by the time I was in your third class, even maybe the second class, I would pull into the parking lot and my dog was all excited, knew where she was. She was just completely, you know, whining, barking, speaking, got to get in there and run around. I mean, she completely enjoyed going to the classes and the socialization, where she's not intimidated being a 7-pound dog by a huge dog.
Yeah, and that's real important too. I try to have all different kinds of dogs in the classes that I teach. It's important for small dogs to be okay with big dogs and big dogs to be okay with small dogs. And you came into a class with dogs that some of them were smaller and some of them were bigger, but you know, it's important for them to have that socialization, and I'm thrilled that the dogs love to come in. I think some of the times they love to see me, actually.
That's what it is. And I'm here with Wendy Greenfield. She is a professional dog trainer. And Wendy's contact information will all be up at aginginforadio.com. The 800 number to get in touch with her directly or leave a voicemail is 800-738-1385. Extension 41136. Well, let's talk about bringing a new puppy home. What are some of your tips here, Wendy?
Well,
or a dog home, bringing a new dog.
Bringing a new dog home. Depending on how old the dog is. If the dog is a puppy, then you're going to need puppy things. You're going to need to get a crate. You're going to need to find bowls, food bowls, water bowls. You're going to need to start off on the right food. You're going to need to know what kind of toys for the dog to play with. And I'll tell you, Sue, more often than not, I see people buying way too many things and spending money that they don't need to spend. They need a leash. They need a collar. Some of them want a harness. It depends on what you're going to do with the dog. And certainly you need to get signed up for training, which is the utmost important. But I typically spend about an hour to an hour and a half with a family, helping them get the essentials to get started. A lot of people are not aware of what kind of size crate they're going to need. So all of that kind of stuff makes an, it's an important decision, and then I'm able to help them get that decision made. And a lot of people have a tendency to thank me when they're done shopping because I've really helped them with a very overwhelming trip.
Oh, I think just getting started, there's a lot more to it. And we experienced that, and we experienced it 15 years later from the first dog.
Absolutely.
So like you said, everything is progressing with the training. I mean, even the new things that are out that makes, you know, it better for the dog. I mean, to be taught that is not something that we know automatically. Absolutely not. We're talking about springtime being puppy and pooch time right here on Aging Info Radio today with Wendy Greenfield, the professional dog trainer. And this is Aging Info Radio. You want to not change that dial. You want to stay right there. We have so much to learn today about our furry friends. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and I am with professional dog trainer Wendy Greenfield, and we are talking about puppies and pooches today with springtime very close by. And, you know, springtime is a great time to get a new puppy or pooch, right, Wendy?
Oh, absolutely. It's the brand new coming of spring and the flowers and the smells. And why not bring in a new life into the family? Why not start off that way? Why, you know, it's all about growth. And that's what spring is.
Absolutely. Now, adjusting to bringing a dog into a new home, family owned with new owners, what are some of the things that people can do here to make that transition, you know, a little easier? And I'll give you an example. The first three nights that we had Daisy, you know, we had gotten her a crate and we thought, you know, we'd put her in the crate. She would not go for that at all. Daisy was speaking very loudly, and, you know, we're thinking there's no way that she's going to stay in this crate. She's going to bark all night.
Well, I think Sue, what a lot of people don't realize is that it's not an easy answer.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that people need to do before they get a puppy or adopt a dog from a shelter or rescue is that they need to do the research. They need to understand that, first and foremost, putting a dog in a crate is not a bad thing. It's not jail. It is a place for the dog to feel safe and secure. It is the absolute best thing to do for a dog, especially if you're planning on doing, if you want to do the potty training. If you're not going to pad train the dog, you want to get the dog familiar with what it's like to be in a crate. So doing your research and knowing how long, you know, to be able to keep the dog in the crate. You have to be able to get a full night's sleep. So you're going to have to understand what to do when the dog barks in the middle of the night. Do you get up and you take them out? You're going to need to know all about the whole potty training as far as how much water to give to dogs. So, you know, where to position the crate in the house is very important too. Are you going to put the crate in your bedroom? Are you going to put the crate in the living room? Are you going to put the crate with the kids?
What do you recommend?
Well, I certainly don't recommend putting the crate in the basement, and I'm a big advocate on that. The crate needs to be by its people.
And by the family.
By the family. I recommend either putting it in your room, or if you have kids, put it in their room. That's mm-hmm. the first and foremost thing. And you want to cover it up. Make the crate a little dark. Make it like a room. Giving the dog something in the crate that'll keep the dog comfortable and warm, like a stuffed animal or a towel or something of that nature. I wouldn't go all out and buy this big comfy bed for the dog until it's potty trained, but definitely have the dog by its people. Very important.
You know, it's so interesting. A lot of people look at crate training from a completely different perspective, but it is the safe haven for the dog.
Absolutely. I would compare it to a child having its own room. One of my dogs who's 10 years old, for a long time until he was 5 or 6 years old, I left the crate up. He was potty trained, and I finally started to trust him in the house where he wasn't chewing and getting into books and power cords. And oftentimes I would find him just going into his crate. I left the door open, and he would just go in there and be by himself. He needs his own space. I think people need their own space, and dogs need it as well.
Absolutely. Well, what about school? Okay, when is a good time? Let's talk about training and, you know, getting a puppy. And, you know, I hear from people, they're too young. And actually, looking back, Daisy was over a year old. I would have probably taken her in sooner had I met Wendy Greenfield.
Well, I appreciate that, Sue. The best time the starting time for puppies that I would recommend is 10 to 12 weeks. And people think that's young, and it really isn't, because there's different components of training. The first and foremost is socialization. Now, a 10-week-old dog is not going to understand every command that you're going to give it, but to get that socialization started so the dog knows all different kinds of other dogs, different kinds of people, tall people, short people, you know, people wearing hats and jackets and things of that nature. You want to get, like Daisy was real good with the bigger dogs because she wasn't intimidated being a small dog. So you want to throw them into a socialization area so that they learn how to play with other puppies and they can be around all different types of people and what they're wearing. And you want to get the dog walking on different kinds of surfaces, grass and tile and hardwood and all of that. So socialization is the very first lesson that you need to start doing with your dog. They need to get that socialization. And then after the socialization comes learning the commands, learning and developing and nurturing that relationship.
I look back on the training, and in the very beginning, I remember that Daisy would stand behind my legs when I was sitting in a chair. And it was like week one. It's almost like an infant or a young child starting kindergarten or something like that. And by the second week, she was a little bit more out in front. And by the third week, she had gotten to know the classmates and was having a great time. I mean, that's one thing that I noticed and enjoying being there. So then when I brought her back home to reinforce what we had learned was just making our bond stronger.
Oh, absolutely. And you said that, and I remember, I just envisioned that first day that you were in my puppy class, and had you and I met, I would have suggested that you'd start the class much earlier than you did. That's a reason why you want to start them at 10 or 12 weeks if you can, just to get that socialization. But I have to tell you, every so often, even a 12 or 13-week-old puppy stands behind the chair, because all of those sensations, all that stimulation, all of those new dogs, those new people, that surrounding that has all those smells can be very intimidating for a dog, regardless of their age.
But they still love it.
I mean, absolutely.
Once they get going with it, that most of, I would think, or what I noticed in the class, that all the classes that I was in with you, is that the dogs enjoyed being there.
Oh, they love seeing their friends. Are you kidding? And then they get to see me. It's the highlight of their day.
Now let's talk about obedience training. I mean, you have a number of classes. Of course, I did the different levels. So explain those classes, or at least start with the first one.
Sure. What I do is I teach a puppy and or beginner class. A puppy class and a beginner class are virtually the same kind of curriculum. puppy class is just for dogs that are younger. But what we do is we start with your basic commands. We do an extensive potty training seminar. I do an extensive grooming seminar, and I talk about nutrition. And you learn your basic sit, stay, down, leave it, take it, come when called, that kind of thing. And then if the dog, if you get a dog that's 5 or 6 years old or even 7 or 8 months, I would put you in a beginner class because they're going to be bigger than your average puppy. Okay. And so it's all basic commands, just getting to know the basics. And after that, we go into an intermediate class. I love the intermediate curriculum. I love to teach intermediate because it's what you do when you walk out of the house and you put a leash on a dog.
Yeah. It's how to walk with them. So they're not pulling you or they're
right.
not jumping on people when they walk by or you're in a crowd. I mean, there's just so many little techniques that has helped Daisy become a really Daisy Mae, a really good dog.
The distractions, the squirrels, the rabbits, the kids on the bikes, you know, it makes it. We do a different form of walking where we do loose leash walking in the beginner and we work on healing, which is having more control of your dog and having your dog right next to you. So the intermediate, that's a mid curriculum. I'd say that it's probably more of like a high school curriculum, and the puppy beginner is more of a grade school curriculum.
Mm-hmm. And then you go into the advanced, and we did the advanced. Daisy and I did it, and we're going to go back and review that course. That's a little bit more challenging there. That's why it's called the advanced course.
It's challenging in that what we do is we take the dog and we really complete the manners and how the dog really learns how to live in society and have perfect manners. So that's the advanced curriculum, and it's also highly recommended.
Yeah, I think the whole curriculum, the overall curriculum, just really, I mean, Daisy is a completely different dog where you're thinking, okay, how do I get this sweet puppy to not jump up on everybody or jump up on a child or a really young child and, you know, knock them over or scratch their face? I mean, that stuff is so valuable.
Yes, it is. We start early on teaching the dog how to sit for greeting. They don't get greeted unless they stay seated. And it's an ongoing thing. You can take a puppy class, but those things that you learn, the commands, the behaviors, are something you're going to be working with your dog the rest of the dog's life. Absolutely.
You know, one of the most interesting things in the very beginning that I learned from you was to not say no, to say uh-uh. And it was the tone. You taught that early on, I believe, in the puppy class.
Absolutely. Tone is most of your training has to do with the tone of your voice. Yelling and screaming does nothing. I don't like to be yelled and screamed at. So it's all about saying uh-uh instead of saying no. I no is more for the humans.
Yeah, and then the other thing, the leave it has worked magically in picking up. In fact, she just picked up a piece of plastic this morning, and it was leave it, and she left it. I'm here with Wendy Greenfield. We are talking about puppies and pooches, with springtime being that time of year. It's a great time of year to get a new dog. And Wendy's going to bring us much more information on training them and her expertise of 20 years. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Body Logic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Body Logic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to Body Logic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
ElderWorks Free Caregiver Conference is April 5th at the Accelerated Center in Northbrook. The ElderWorks Caregiver Conference is designed to help family caregivers find resources, build their network, and learn about caregiver topics that are beneficial to them. If you are a company or service supporting caregivers in the northwest suburbs of Illinois and are interested in a resource table at the ElderWorks Caregiver Conference, please call ElderWorks at 847-462-0885 for more information. That's 847-462-0885.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value-priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit emeritus.com. Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Sets today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, we don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. Well, I'm here with my professional dog expert trainer, Wendy Greenfield, and it is springtime, and yes, it is a great time to get a puppy or pooch. You know, you can always adopt one that's middle-aged or senior, depending on your lifestyle and, you know, what will work for you. But we're talking about training and, you know, bringing a dog into your home and then taking them to training. And I did go to Wendy's classes. I highly recommend them. But Wendy, when you get home after training, you know, a lot of what you learned, of course, just like any type of classroom or training, you have to study and reinforcing that, but also how to involve family members. What do you suggest here?
Well, when you get home from class, people laugh at me when I tell them that there's homework. The kind of training that I do is positive reinforcement obedience training. And it really starts at home. You can be in an hour class and not do anything and come back the next week and the dog's not any better. It's about distributing the responsibilities at home. A lot of people want the kids involved. And that's all great, but follow up on your kids because you want to make sure that you're all working together. So I give you suggestions and guidelines as to how often you should work with your dog and reinforce those behaviors. The classes are it's not done. You don't come for an hour and have your dog trained. You come over a series of several weeks to get trained. And when I give you suggestions and how to go about doing it, it's real important that you do it, but you make it fun. Positive reinforcement training is based on reward training. And when you do the training, you want to get very excited about the fact that the dog did what you've asked your dog to do. So we were talking about the tone of your voice a few minutes ago, and that's real important to give your dog praise, but then reinforce the behavior by repeating it back to the dog. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what I'll do is I'll often say, well, when you come in from going out for a walk or coming in from going potty, do a series of repetitions of doing four or five sits, for example, four or five stays, for example, and have fun with it. Make it a fun, fun time. We want dogs love to please us. They love to please us. And if we're giving them rewards and we're praising them and we're scratching them behind their ears, they're eager to do more. So it's real important that you do the stuff at home.
And for short periods of time.
Absolutely. You don't want to spend an hour doing training. You want to do those reps, like I had mentioned, come in and spend, you'll probably be doing 5 to 10 minutes of training 4 or 5 times a day.
You know, the opportunity to actually train your dog and have your dog understand what you want gives them the opportunity to please you even more.
Absolutely. It's all about that bond. And when your dog is pleasing you and you're excited about it, they in turn will want to come back and do it more. And that's where that relationship develops. That's where your dog will know how to be around you when bad things in your life happen. That's how you get through those everyday things in life. And I've had my share of ups and downs in my life, and the one thing that's constant is the love that my dogs give to me and the love that I give to them. They've never let me down. It is all unconditional love.
Yeah, the companionship, the bond.
You bet.
And it just continues to grow. I mean, I think the worst part about a dog is that they don't live really long lives.
Well,
that's probably the worst.
It is the worst, and I've got a couple of seniors at home, and you know, and when I go to that day, I know that they filled a part of my heart that will be ongoing and last forever. And when you go out and you're ready to get another dog like you had done, you're never replacing a dog. You're just getting an additional dog to bring happiness and joy into their life and to have them bring it into your life.
And as painful as that time is, you think there's no other dog that can grab my heart and get a piece of my heart again, and that's completely not true.
No, it isn't. It's hard because we all have one or two special dogs in our lives, and you're never, that's why I don't ever believe that we replace, but the rewards that we get is twofold. Dogs are generally, they're excited if you leave for 5 minutes, and they're just as excited as if you're gone for 5 hours. When you come through that door at home, they're going to love you. They are very happy to see you.
Very, very self-expressed. Now, involving other family members with the training is just as important.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It cannot just be, I have couples that come in and say, the dog doesn't listen to me, or the dog doesn't listen to my husband or my partner. And it's simply because there's only one person feeding the dog. There's only one person taking the dog out. There's only one person doing the training. If you want the dog to be involved in the family, everybody has to participate in the training.
Yeah, everybody has to be involved and connected and working together. Yes, I'm here with Wendy Greenfield, the professional dog expert. You want to stay right here? We even have more to come when we get back from break. We're going to talk about the many health benefits our pooches and puppies can bring us. We'll be right back. This is Aging Info Radio.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
TartCherry.com.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, Tart Cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at ChooseCherries.com or go to AgingInfoRadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best. Drink Nature Blessed.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Wendy Greenfield. She is a professional expert dog trainer. I highly recommend Wendy's classes. Wendy, real quick, how if somebody adopts a senior dog, do you recommend them going to
a training
yes.
class? Well, I recommend come in and talk to me. We can also do individualized classes.
Mm-hmm.
An individualized class might be better for a senior dog because there might be specific things that you would want to work on. Whereas if you take a group class, there's a curriculum that I need to follow. The benefit of doing private is that it's not a schedule. It's whatever works in the customer's or the client's schedule versus my schedule. And we can be very detailed and very specific about what kind of training. I would recommend it because it's not about the commands. It's about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
My heart goes out to people who adopt senior animals because a senior animal doesn't have as much time in life as a puppy does. And what you're providing for that dog and giving that dog 3, 4, 5 years, or even a dog. I know a woman who adopted a 13-year-old lab last year, and that 13-year-old lab didn't live more than a couple of months, but she did it anyway. She wanted to give that dog the best 2 months that the dog had. And she had no idea how much time. But at 13, you know you don't have a lot of time, especially with a big dog.
Oh, so it's just always about that relationship.
It's always about the relationship. So, yes, absolutely.
Well, I think there's many health benefits with owning a dog. And like somebody even adopting it for that 2 month time period, I bet you they got much more exercise and their stress level went down. And what else do you see here in the area of health benefits for owning a dog?
Let me tell you what this woman went through. This woman had cancer and she had terminal cancer. I haven't seen her in a while and God willing, she's still with us. But what that dog did for her is give her some warm fuzzies. It gave her a couple of months of knowing that she was taking care of someone and that this dog was giving her love as well. This dog knew when she was having her chemo treatments. This dog was there and snuggled. And so the benefits on that is it just gave an outlook in life that looked very dim to a woman, very positive and very happy for the time that she had that dog. There have been studies shown that when you get a dog and you are terminally ill, that what this animal will do for you is beyond comprehension. And then the other part of that is when you get a dog and you go through all of the training and that dog becomes a therapy dog, you have the ability to take that dog to places like hospice or working in nursing facilities or working with children who have disabilities. So, you know, it works both ways. The dog mm-hmm. is there for you if you're sick or healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that work in our lives? You go on a lot of walks when you have a dog.
Right.
You do things that you don't do often or never. You go hiking. I love to hike with my dogs. You do those kind of things. So it pushes you beyond your limits when you have a dog because you know you have to get out there and do the exercise for the dog as well for you.
You need to get out of bed.
Well, you know you have to get out of bed. And let me tell you what my dog did for me. Last year, last summer, as you know, my dad was diagnosed with stage 3 lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
My dad survived. He is healthy and cancer-free. I was a mess. I was a mess. I had just gotten out of work, and I got a phone call. And I went home, and one of my dogs, who is my therapy dog, a certified therapy dog, was there to lick my tears and curl up next to me as I was going through the emotions of the chemo and not knowing whether or not he was going to need radiation or if he was even going to live. So the dogs work in our lives so much, and a lot of the time we don't even realize what they're doing for us.
Oh, they bring so much to you.
Absolutely.
That's why the bond gets so strong. I mean, just I look at little Daisy May, and she was gone the other day getting a haircut, and the silence in the home. I mean, you're used to the energy and the attention and what's going on. I'm sure, Wendy, with what you do, you have some really great stories. Anything stick out?
Yeah, you know, I've got the stories of you know, I can just take what my day is like every day when I get to work, Sue. You know, I get such warm fuzzies. They have a nickname for me at work, and it's
Auntie Wendy.
And you bet. And it's Auntie Wendy. And when the dogs come in and they hear my voice, I can be at the far end of the store or even in the back room, and they hear my voice, and they are just all about getting to me and giving me kisses and hugs and all that kind of stuff that a dog gives me. So I could have, you know, and you work in an environment that I work in. You need to leave your stuff at home, and you come in, and they're always excited to see me. And sure, I have stories. I have good stories, and I have bad stories. I've got stories of watching a person get a puppy and having them go through all the lessons of training. And a year and a half, 2 years down the road, they've become therapy dogs. So my heart swells for that, knowing that I had something to do with that. I've got stories of people who have had to move, and I've had to say goodbye to some of these dogs. And it's heartbreaking and heart-wrenching, because every single dog that I have trained over the many years I've been a trainer has left a piece of me. There's a piece of every dog in my heart, and when they're not there anymore. And I've had the sad story, Sue, of people that have lost their dogs, and they've had to come in and tell me, and I break down, and I cry, and I, you know, there's never anything negative about owning a dog other than losing that dog. But the joy that they bring us is tenfold.
Yeah, they bring so much to our lives. And
you
once
bet.
Again, I'm here with Wendy Greenfield. Wendy can be contacted, or you can leave a voicemail message if you want to know more about her training, at 800-738-1385. That's extension 41136. And Wendy, you're going to give us your words of wisdom right after our break here. Don't go away. Wendy has got so much to teach all of us. This is Aging Info Radio, and you want to stay right here. We will be right back.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Stressed, tired, and worn out? You must be a caregiver. If you are a caregiver, or if you know someone taking care of a loved one, please attend ElderWorks Free Caring for the Caregiver Conference on April 5th at the Accelerated Center in Northbrook. The free ElderWorks Caregiver Conference is designed to help family caregivers find resources, build their network, and learn about caregiver topics that are beneficial to them. For more information, call ElderWorks at 847-462-0885 or visit ElderWorks.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and I'm here with Wendy Greenfield, a professional dog trainer, such an expert at what she does with 20 years of experience. Wendy, give us your words of wisdom for being a dog owner today.
Well, Sue, I want to thank you so much for asking me to come on this show. It has meant so much for me. My words of wisdom is that if you're thinking about getting a dog and you're not sure on what breed or how old your dog is, feel free to give me a call. Sue will put the number on the website and give it to you one more time. If you're alone and you need a companion, they make the best companion. I don't say that they're man's best friend. I say that they're person's best friend. I left a big corporate job many years ago so I could spend my life working with people and their dogs. And there's nothing that's better for me than to watch someone get a puppy, go through all of the training, and have that dog become possibly a therapy dog. The love that the dog will give you through your ups and your downs in life, through your joys, through your accolades, through your sorrows and everything in between. Having a dog was the best decision that I've ever made. Becoming a dog trainer was also a wonderful decision. There's nothing more positive in my life than the love that my animals give me and the love that I see other animals give other people.
And Auntie Wendy, thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio. You have so much to teach dogs and their owners.
You bet, Sue. Thank you.
All right. Yes, Daisy says so, too. If you are stressed about caring for an aging loved one, give yourself a break and hire a professional. Call Angie Landmesser at Partners in Senior Care, even if it's just for 4 hours, an afternoon or an evening or even overnight. Call Angie at 847-548-1330. And speaking of dogs, my paws pooch this week is Pepperoni, a male two-month-old terrier mix. One look at Pepperoni and he is going home with you. Go to Aging Info Radio and click on the Paws logo and check him out, or call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. Do it right now. And of course, Pepperoni is waiting with his paws crossed. Yes, Daisy May, that's Pepperoni. And if there's a topic for a show that you would like to meet a source expert guest for, please give us an email at info or send us an email info@aginginforadio.com. If you want to hear any of today's show or any of our past shows, they are all up on podcast at aginginforadio.com. And make sure you do check out our expert partners on our website. These are the companies that support Aging Info Radio. They are the best, or some of the best, if not the best, in the Chicagoland area. And I really want to reinforce Wendy's training. If you own a dog, make sure that you take them through training. You will experience a bond that's far beyond not taking them. So you can get in touch with Wendy once again at 800-738-1385, extension 4136. Thank you to Wendy again. My partners who support Aging Info Radio, Debbie Schreiner. I'm Susan Wacky, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program, and it was pretty fun.
You are...